Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. You know that feeling when you're facing a tough situation, like, say, your boss just gave you a mountain of work due tomorrow, or your favorite team lost the big game? Your mind starts racing, stress creeps in, and suddenly you feel like you're drowning. But what if there was a way to not only survive those moments but actually thrive through them? That's what we're diving into today. Building resilience through emotional intelligence. Ever felt overwhelmed by your emotions? Like they're running the show instead of you? Emotional intelligence is all about understanding and managing those emotions, both yours and others, which is a superpower when it comes to bouncing back from challenges. Think of it like this. Life throws punches, but with emotional intelligence, you can learn to dodge, block, or even use those punches to your advantage. So what are the key ingredients to becoming an emotional resilience ninja? First up, self-awareness. It's about knowing your triggers, recognizing your emotional patterns, and understanding how different situations affect you. You know, being in tune with your inner thermostat. Ever noticed how a certain song can instantly bring back a flood of memories, good or bad? That's self-awareness at play. The more aware you are of your emotions, the better equipped you are to navigate them. Second, we've got emotional regulation. This is about learning to manage those intense emotions before they get the best of you. It's not about suppressing them, but rather acknowledging them, understanding their source, and choosing how to respond in a healthy way. Think deep breaths, mindful meditation, or even just taking a walk to clear your head. Remember that time you were furious but instead of lashing out, you took a moment to cool down? That's emotional regulation in action. Thirdly, empathy comes into play. This is about understanding and sharing the feelings of others. It helps us build stronger connections, navigate social situations more effectively, and even develop compassion for ourselves. Imagine being able to truly see things from another person's perspective. That's a powerful tool for building resilience in relationships. Fourth, we have relationship management. This is all about building and maintaining healthy relationships, setting boundaries, communicating effectively, and resolving conflicts constructively. Think of it like this. Strong relationships are the safety net that catches us when we fall. And finally, there's self-motivation. This is about staying focused on your goals, even when things get tough. It's about having a positive attitude, believing in yourself, and pushing through challenges with grit and determination. Think about those times you overcame adversity. What fueled your drive? Was it your passion for a project, the support of loved ones, or simply the belief that you could succeed? That's self-motivation at work. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah, a young professional, faces a major setback at work. Her carefully crafted presentation is rejected, leaving her feeling defeated and discouraged. But instead of spiraling into negativity, she takes a deep breath, reminds herself that this isn't the end, and reaches out to a trusted colleague for advice. She analyzes what went wrong, learns from the experience, and uses it as motivation to refine her skills. Sarah's ability to understand her emotions, regulate her response, seek support, and maintain her self-belief is exactly what allows her to bounce back stronger than ever. So, how do you put these principles into action? Start by becoming more aware of your emotional patterns, journal your feelings, notice your physical sensations, and identify your triggers. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing to calm your mind and manage stress. Surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up and encourage your growth. And remember, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Remember, building emotional intelligence is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving for growth. You've got this, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of resilience in their life. Until next time, stay tuned, stay mindful, and keep that dopamine detox going strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.